Just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We will wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards when we return. Moments away from first pitch, Brewers and Orioles. Game one of this three-game series on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Jay.
Beautiful Friday night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and they've got a big crowd, a lot of excitement surrounding this series opener as Jackson Holliday makes his home debut. The 20-year-old phenom will play second base for the Orioles. Meanwhile, Jackson Churio, who is 4 months younger than Holliday, is leading off in right field for the Milwaukee Brewers. Welcome back. It's the end of our on-deck show built by Menards, and I'm Josh Maurer. Team's about to take the field. It'll be Baltimore led out by right-hander Tyler Wells. Let's get you a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Well, you've got a bunch of good NL Central action tonight, starting in Philadelphia. The Pirates, who got off to a 9-2 start to the season, have actually dropped two straight, and they're tied for first in the division coming into the night with the Brewers. They're in Philadelphia, where they lost last night. Bailey Falter, the right-hander, is on the mound. And Thus far, it's 1-0 Pittsburgh. That game's in the top of the second inning. Cincinnati, after losing 2 of 3 to the Brewers in that rain-abbreviated series, they've headed to take on the Chicago White Sox. First pitch is coming up at 6:40 Central. Andrew Abbott and Chris Flexen, the starters. The White Sox are only 2-10 on the young season. Chicago Cubs continuing a 9-game Western trip. They'll start a series in Seattle this weekend. Game one coming up 8:40 Central time with Jordan Wicks, the left-hander, on the mound for Craig Counsell's team. And we know that Bryce Miller, who gets the start for Seattle, is tough. He beat the Brewers last Saturday. Cubs started that trip by dropping 2 of 3 in San Diego. Also out west, the Cardinals begin a series against the defending National League champion Diamondbacks, 8:40 Central first pitch. For game one, Steven Matz and Brandon Fott. The anticipated pitching matchup, Lars Nootbaar activated off the injured list for Ali Marmol and the Cardinals. They could perhaps use the help. They have started just 6-7 on the campaign. Tyler Wells, who is a big, tall right-hander, 6'8", 260 pounds. And he will be facing the Brewers for the first time in his 4-year big league career. He's out there, and we're getting ready to go. Exciting night in Baltimore. And to call the play-by-play, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Wells going through his warm-up tosses. We are about to get game one of this series underway. This is a very anticipated series. It was before the news earlier this week that Jackson Holliday was going to get called up. You've got reunions, D.L. Hall, Joey Ortiz, Corbin Burns, and two really good baseball teams about to play a very fun April series here at Camden Yards. Jackson Churio, the other 20-year-old in this game, not to be forgotten about, the established 20-year-old, steps into the box for the Brewers. Wells looks in and brings home the first pitch of this game, and it is high. It's 1-0. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss, premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, this is more. The pitch in there with a strike, and it's 1-1 on Jackson Churio. Hits in 9 of his 10 games thus far, hitting .282 on the year with 2 home runs and 9 driven in. Wells, exclusively from the stretch, brings home the pitch, and it's fouled off and out of play down the right field line. It's 1-2. Our quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's tonight. Colin Milligan from Oshkosh is our contestant. 1-2 to Churio. Is swung on and fouled straight back towards us. Had a great cut on that pitch. Fastball at 93, at the very top of the zone. And the count stays at 1-2 on Churio. Long hold on the pitch, and he missed outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Colin will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip. To enter, see store for details. 2-2 pitch. Down and away with a slider. And Churio has worked the count full at 3-2. Youngest player in Major League Baseball, Jackson Churio. Wells 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 93 on the outside edge. Well-placed pitch. It was probably a strike. And Churio is a strikeout victim to start up this game. One away for William Contreras, who is on a 7-game hitting streak as he comes to the plate here tonight. Wells brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss at the slider down and away. It's 0-1. Contreras hitting 364 with two home runs and 11 driven in on the year. No one pitch, ground ball in the hole, it's short. Henderson gets around it and fires to first to retire Contreras, 6-3. And there's two down now for Christian Yelich. Christian, big series in Cincinnati. Feels like you can always make that statement when the Brewers leave Cincinnati. Yelich has taken out ownership papers on the Reds with his performances against them over the years. 22 game on base streak as he steps in against Wells. Two outs and nobody on. And Wells' first pitch to Yelich is over but low, and it's 1-0. Orioles left to right in the outfield. Hayes, Mullins, Couser. Westberg at third. Henderson, we told you about, it short. Holiday at second. O'Hearn at first. And the 34-year-old James McCann does the catching. 1-0 is up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes on Yelich. Average sitting at 316, five home runs, and 11 driven in on the season for Yelich. And the 2-0. Yelich, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Yelich stays hot and starts up this game with two outs in the top of the first with a single to keep the inning going, and that'll get Adames to the plate. He is tonight's cleanup hitter, brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, loyalfamilyrenovations.com. Adames just 1-for-14 in that Red series. Trying to get himself hot again as he was at the end of the homestand. Pitch to him is a fastball that missed just a bit wide of the plate. It's 1-0. Average of 227 with two home runs and four driven in for Willie. Yelich at first with two outs. Long hold for Wells in the 1-0. And he missed with a slider down and away, and he falls behind against Adames, two balls and no strikes. Top of the first inning here in Baltimore, game one of this three-game series. Wells again set at the chest in the 2-0 pitch. And missed low with a changeup. It's three balls and no strikes. Wells, a right-handed pitcher, but the Brewers have loaded up with right-handed hitters in the lineup because he's had more success against left-handed hitters in his career than against righties. 3-0 is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. And so the Brewers electing to go with the data versus the conventional left-right matchup of old. Three balls and a strike on Adames. Here's the pitch. High fly ball. This one into shallow center. Henderson, the shortstop, drifting out. Now it starts to carry. And Cedric Mullins comes in, sneaks underneath of him, and makes an incredible backhanded catch before it gets to the turf. Oh, the Orioles very lucky. Henderson just misjudged it. The wind blowing a little bit and pushing it out towards Mullins. And Mullins able to sneak in underneath of him and make a tremendous catch. He's a very good center fielder, and he just showed you why right there. Brewers got a two-out single from Yelich, strand him at first. We've played half an inning. Brewers 0 and the Orioles coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. /baseball.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning here in Baltimore. Brewers and Orioles game one of this three-game series. And Freddy Peralta making his third start of 2024. So far, so good for Freddy as the ace of this staff. And Gunnar Henderson leads things off for Baltimore. He takes outside with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Henderson off to a slower start. 229 average, 3 home runs, and 8 driven in. Fouled out of play down the third baseline. It's 1-1. Say slower start, 3 home runs, 8 driven in. Nothing wrong with that. Hard to get too worried about batting averages yet. They can fluctuate with one game. 1-1, swing and a miss at a beautiful slider from Peralta. It's 1-2. Time used by Henderson, 23-year-old shortstop for Baltimore. They have so much youth in Baltimore and more on the way if you look at their farm system. 1-2 pitch. Got him looking. Fastball painted the outside edge. And an ortho ASAP strikeout for Peralta takes care of Gunnar Henderson to start at the bottom of the first. And here is Colton Cowser, another youngster who has been red hot. Had a big time series in that sweep in Boston at Fenway. He drove in 10 runs in that series. First pitch to him is a curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. 458 average, 2 home runs, and 11 driven in. He is 10 for his last 21. Takes a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Brewers saw the reigning NL Player of the Week in Cincinnati with Spencer Steer. They might be seeing the guy that could be the AL Player of the Week for this week in Cowser. He'll have a shot. 0-2 pitch. Lined in the left for a base hit. Could be extra bases for Cowser. Turns first, headed for second. He's on his way there, and he's in there standing up. So Cowser with a one-out double. Beautiful inside-out swing. Served it down the left field line. And he was thinking two right out of the box. And he stays hot. Not a bad pitch from Peralta either. A fastball up, but it was on the outside edge. That's the only thing that Cowser could do with that pitch. Mature approach for a 24-year-old. And now here's Anthony Santander. Peralta in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Peralta's 0-1. Missed high with a fastball. That sailed on him a bit. Contreras had to come out of the crouch to grab it out of the air. It's a ball and a strike here on Santander. He is the DH tonight for Baltimore. One pitch, breaking ball popped up. This one into shallow right. Monasterio backpedaling into shallow right. And the second baseman makes the catch for the second out. And here is Ryan O'Hearn. O'Hearn, the first baseman, former Kansas City Royal, did not have a great career in Kansas City. Made his way to Baltimore last year and has just completely turned his career around. And he's off to another fine start in 2024. Peralta's pitch missed high with a slider, and it's 1-0. Freddie 1-0 with a 3.09 ERA through two starts, covering 11 and two-thirds innings. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Wonderful changeup from Peralta. That is a pitch that continues to get better for Freddie. And he will get a lot of swing and miss against lefties with that as it continues to improve. And that was a really good one. 1-1. And he checked but took a fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Freddie is dotting that outside edge to these lefties with that fastball so far here tonight. Peralta trying to put up a zero in the bottom of the first. From the stretch, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 95. And Peralta with a pair of strikeouts in a scoreless bottom of the first. Orioles got a one-out double from Couser. They strand him at second. And we're off to the second. No score in Baltimore on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Calling all Luke Combs fans, Brewers just released a block of tickets for tomorrow night's Luke Combs concert at American Family Field. Get more info and grab your tickets before they're gone at brewers.com/concerts. He's got a fast car. That was a cover, of course, of the great Tracy Chapman's original. Luke Combs made that one very popular last year again. Here's Sal Frelick to lead off the top of the second inning. No score. Brewers and Orioles. He takes a breaking ball in, and it's 1-0 on Sal. Wells back out there after a zero in the first inning, and his changeup floats high. It's two balls and no strikes on Frelick. 289 average, no home runs, and three driven in. Very good series in Cincinnati. Went 5-for-11 against the Redlegs. 2-0 pitch. Sal taking all the way, takes a strike. It's 2-1. Wells kicks and delivers, and Sal popped it up. Left side of the infield. Third baseman Westberg dancing underneath of it. Makes the catch on the infield grass in front of the third base bag for the first out. One away for Reese Hoskins. making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Pine River. Fixture at summertime get-togethers. You can look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. First pitch to Hoskins is a swing and a foul off the end of the bat over near the on-deck circle. First base side, it's 0-1. It is going to be a very good weekend for grilling back home in the state of Wisconsin. Looks like beautiful weather, specifically on Sunday. 0-1. Bounced a curveball in the dirt way outside, and it's 1-1. Brewers are excited to get home, playing very good baseball right now. Want to take care of business against these Orioles and come home for the Padres for a three-game set in Milwaukee starting on Monday. 1-1. And Hoskins took a fastball up and outside. And it's 2-1 on Reese. 2-12 on the year with two home runs and six driven in for Reese Hoskins. Two-one. Breaking ball, swung at and fouled back. He had a good one to hit. Slider, upper part of the zone, pretty much right down the middle. And Reese took a home run cut, and he just missed it. It's two balls and two strikes on the Brewers first baseman. Here's the delivery. Missed high, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Adam Hamery is our home plate umpire tonight. The crew chief Vic Carapaz is at first. Alex McKay at second base, and Edwin Moscoso is at third. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Lined into left center field. That ball is going to get down, plug the gap, roll all the way to the wall. Hoskins turns first. He is jogging into second with a one-out double. Good looking swing from Reese Hoskins. And the Brewers have their first runner in scoring position of the night. $75 to the Mac Fund for every double hit by a Brewers player this season. West Bend, the silver lining. So here's Gary Sanchez looking for his first hit in a Brewers uniform. What a time this would be. Wells kicks and delivers, and Sanchez a little bit late on a fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Wells making his third start. He's given up six earned runs over 11 and a third innings so far this year. 0-1 to Sanchez. Drill down the left field line. Hooking fair and inside the pole. Gary Sanchez with his first home run as a Brewer. It's his first hit as a member of the crew. And the Brewers out to a 2-0 lead. Elevated fastball, and boy, did Gary turn that one around in a hurry. Gary Sanchez doing what the Brewers signed him to do, provide some right-handed pop. And what a start to this game, much like the Brewers have been doing over the course of the start of the 2024 season. Here's Monasterio, takes outside. It's 1-0. 434 feet off the bat of Gary Sanchez. Not as easy to get it out to left here anymore. But the ballpark couldn't hold Gary. In there with a strike on a slider. It's 1-1. $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin for that home run. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away, and it's 1-2. You know, the Brewers have been doing a great job with runners in scoring position. Came in leading Major League Baseball with a 373 average. 1-2 is outside, two balls and two strikes. Reese Hoskins didn't have to be in scoring position to score on that one, but still goes down as a hit with a runner in scoring position for the Brewers. 2-2 is high, and the count is full. It's three balls and two strikes on Monasterio. He has not had a lot of at-bats early in this season, just 0-for-3. But in the lineup here tonight, he'll use his timeout for a moment and step out of the box. Three-two pitch is down and away, and Monasterio works a walk. That's a really nice at-bat. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now we will have a visit to the mound. This is Drew French, the pitching coach of the Baltimore Orioles, on his way out there to chat with Wells. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So a great start to this game for the crew. And now you've got a runner at first and still just one out. And the former Oriole, Joey Ortiz, coming to the plate. And you know how bad Joey Ortiz wants to put together a good series in his old ballpark here at Camden Yards. It's a nice ovation as he comes to the plate. Hitting an even 300 on the year for Ortiz. Well, spins and throws to first, and Monasterio is back in time. A Brewers team that likes to run, 19 stolen bases on the year. Monasterio certainly possesses some speed over at first base. The pitch, tried to bunt it, bunted through it for a strike, throw back to first, not in time. Throw looked like it beat Monasterio back to first, but apparently O'Hearn didn't get the tag down. Brandon Hyde looking into Freddy Gonzalez, who's on the phone in the Orioles dugout, and they're not going to challenge. Well, that throw beat Monasterio back, but he just snuck the hand in front of the tag from O'Hearn with that right hand. Very close play, but they got it right. Nothing and one the count on Ortiz. Wells looks in. Here's the pitch. Down and away with a cut fastball. It's 1-1. Orioles are wearing their City Connect unis tonight. All black. Good look. Brewers in their road grays. 1-1, a little bit high with a slider. It's two balls and one strike. It would be something if Ortiz could find his way on board with one out and turn this thing over to the top of this Brewers lineup that's been producing at such a great clip to start the year. 2-1, that's a backup breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Great to have this beautiful weather tonight. It's been not a great road trip in terms of weather so far. You don't need me to tell you that, but a gorgeous night here in Baltimore. There goes the runner. 2-2. Poked foul down the right field line and out of play. Ooh, Monasterio had a really good jump. And the pitch was a slider off the plate. Now the rain starts to come down. As soon as I say that, where did that come from? It's like I willed that. It just opened up.
You just angered somebody upstairs.
I'll show you. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 2-2. You can't try to do what I just did.
It's a pretty good little rain cell we have that just popped in out of nowhere.
Instantaneous to me talking about how beautiful of a night it is. It just starts to absolutely rain at a good clip. You know, there's weather in the area this morning, but it looked like it was going to be out of here all night long. Two balls and two strikes on Ortiz. Monasterio gets his lead from first. And now a toss over to first, and Andrew dives back in there ahead of the throw. And now it's lightening up. I think that was just a reminder of who's in charge. Wind has picked up a little bit as well. It is howling out to right now. There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch. Line down the right field line. That's a fair ball all the way into the corner for Ortiz. Extra bases. Monasterio around third. He's going to score. Ortiz not stopping at second. Here's the play at third. He's in there safely. Welcome back to Baltimore, Joey Ortiz. An RBI triple in the Brewers lead at 3-0. How good does that feel for the Brewers' third baseman? And boy, have the Brewers just carried over that offense we saw in Cincinnati to start this game here in Baltimore. Runner at third, one out. Infield in now for Jackson Churio. And the pitch. Breaking ball, half-hearted swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. First career triple for Joey Ortiz. Drives in his second run of the season. A one pitch. Fouled back and out of play, and Jackson had one to hit. Slider right in the middle of the plate, and Jackson upset with himself. Shakes his hand as he shows a little frustration for missing that one. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Down and away, and it's 1-2. Wells has made plenty of mistakes in these first two innings. He has given the Brewers some pitches to hit, and they have delivered on many of them. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and a slider down and away. And Churio strikes out. Second time tonight that Churio has struck out. And there's two away for William Contreras. Brewers would love to get one more out of this inning. But how about the bottom of this Brewers lineup? 6-7-8-9. Double, two-run home run, walk, RBI triple in this inning. Pitch to Contreras. Slider missed outside, and it's 1-0.
The thing about it is, Lane, if you were playing the percentages against a right-handed pitcher, you would have probably had Oliver Dunn, Terang, Perkins in there, but they didn't, and it worked.
Absolutely. 1-0. High fly ball. This one into left. Coming in is the left fielder Hayes. Underneath of it makes the catch in shallow left to end the inning. But the Brewers put three runs on the board in the top of the second inning, and they lead it 3-0 as we go to the bottom of two on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The Prevea Orthopedic team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
Back with you from Camden Yards in Baltimore. Brewers with a 3-0 advantage, and Brewers have made a change. Christian Yelich out of this game, so Sal Frelick moves to left, and Blake Perkins shifts over to center, or comes in the game and takes over in center field. Freddy Peralta facing Cedric Mullins to start up the bottom of the second inning, and Mullins bunts it foul. It's 0-1. 3-0 Brewers. A three spot in the top of the second for the Crew. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And he missed down and in with a changeup. One ball and one strike. So Yelich out of this game. Perkins will be in the three hole in the Brewers lineup now. 1-1. Mullins a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Mullins hitting .211 on the year with two home runs and nine driven in. Peralta's 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play. Third base side. Stays at 1-2 on Mullins. So the Brewers defensively left to right in the outfield. Frelick, Perkins, Churio. Ortiz at third. Adames at short. Monasterio at second base. Hoskins at first. Swing and a miss. Got a breaking ball in on that back foot of Cedric Mullins. Strikes him out. Third strikeout for Freddy Peralta. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's one away for Jordan Westberg. Contreras does the catching. And it'll be breaking news anytime William Contreras is not doing the catching for the Brewers this year. He intends to catch a lot. Westberg, a swing and a miss at a great slider from Freddie. It's 0-1. It is early, but Peralta's stuff really looks sharp early on. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a slider, and it's 0-2. He is generating a lot of swing and miss. No balls and two strikes on Westberg. The pitch. Foul down the right field line and out of play. We'll do it again at 0-2. Anytime the Brewers have a save, it's brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. 0-2 pitch. Down and away with a slider. Westberg didn't chase, and it's 1-2. Westberg, a right-handed hitter. Another big prospect for Baltimore. 25 years of age. 1-2 pitch. Down in the dirt with a slider. And it's two balls and two strikes. This has been a farm system for the last couple of years that one of the best, if not the best, in baseball, and it has produced. 2-2. Fouled back our way and out of play. Not only has it's produced a bountiful crop for Baltimore, and they have a chance to be very good for a very long time. They've got a big window in front of them to compete in what is a very difficult AL East. 2-2 pitch. Low with a slider. And Westberg has gone from 0-2 to now a full count at three balls and two strikes. Peralta's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And four ortho ASAP strikeouts for Freddy Peralta through the first six batters that he's faced. And there's two down and nobody on now for Austin Hayes. It has been a slow start to the year for Hayes, who is just 2-for-28 to start his 2024 campaign. First pitch to him misses a touch high. Fastball at 96 from Freddie. Peralta got an extra day of rest. Pitching for the first time in a week here tonight. 1-0. Missed low. Fastball at 96. Two balls and no strikes on Hayes. 2-0 pitch. Hit in the air to right. Churio backing up. Right in front of the warning track to make the catch. And the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts for Freddy Peralta. We're through two in Baltimore. And the Brewers with a 3-0 lead over the Orioles. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
At Z-Bart.
But calling all Luke Combs fans, Brewers just released a block of tickets for tomorrow's Luke Combs concert at American Family Field. Hurry up and grab your seats before they're gone at brewers.com/concerts. Brewers out to a 3-0 lead. Blake Perkins to lead things off in the top of the third. And stepping into the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. We know what never broke his heart. Luke Combs.
Is that a Luke Combs song?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know it. I didn't have a lot of confidence in it.
It's an adult beverage. Long neck and ice cold. Blake Perkins up there. I was just following up your lead.
Right. Yeah, no, I know that song. You just had to give me a little more.
You did the fast car reference.
That's
so
the easy one.
Yeah. Blake Perkins in for the exited Christian Yelich, and he grounds the pitch right back through the middle, but the shortstop Gunnar Henderson was positioned right behind the second base bag. He fields and throws out Perkins. Probably should have been a hit, but for the defensive positioning there by the Orioles. Perkins had a great two games in Cincinnati in which he was 4-for-7 with a homer. And you wonder what happened to Yelich. We don't have any word on why he left this game after just an inning. Willy Adames up there, and he chops a foul on the offering by Tyler Wells. He's behind 0-1. If we get any explanation, we'll certainly pass along to you. And whatever it is, you hope it's nothing that's going to keep him out of the lineup for long. Adames flew out to center his first time, and the 0-1 pitch is down and away, 1-1. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant, I'm sorry if I pronounce your name wrong, Jason. Jason Laabs from DePere. L-A-A-B-S. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a changeup, 1-2. Jason Laabs wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits a triple this inning, visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. One out in the third of this 3-0 Milwaukee lead. Wells has his sign. The 1-2 pitch. Down and away on a slider, 2-2. Brewers got three in the second off of this big, tall right-hander, 29-year-old Tyler Wells. One out in the third. The 2-2 pitch. Hit high and deep to left field over the head of Austin Hayes, who's back. Will it get out? Nope, it hit off the top of that big tall left field fence that they moved back a couple of years ago. And Adames will have to settle for a long wall ball double. You know, for years at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, that's gone and then some. But the new configuration of the outfield keeps it in the park. And Willie Adames is at second with one out. He clobbered that pitch. Another extra base hit for the Brewers. That is their fourth. And it brings up Sal Frelick. He'll take inside and low ball one on a cut fastball. Willie's been snake bitten, hasn't he, here in this road trip? He very easily could have two or three home runs. Instead, he's got none. 1-0 to Frelick. High, he tried to check his swing, and he did. He held back. It's 2-0.
Stuart Fairchild robbed him of what would have been a home run in Cincinnati. Hit another ball off the top of the wall in the deepest part of the park in Cincinnati. And then that swing, three of them.
Frelick popped to third last inning, the 2-0. He has a strike with a changeup. Right down the middle, taken 2-1. This one here, I'm talking about the outfield fence at Camden Yard. They moved the outfield fences back 30 feet 2 years ago, and they raised them up. 2-1. Frelick lifts into center field, backing up is Cedric Mullins. He'll have a play settling in front of the warning track. Mullins makes the catch. Adames tags, headed for third, and the throw from Mullins will not be in time. So Frelick flies out. Willie gets to within 90 feet of scoring the fourth Brewers run, though, with two away in the inning. It brings up Reese Hoskins. So Adames had to settle for the double. That meant $75 was donated to the Mac Fund from West Bend, the silver lining. Speaking of doubles, Reese Hoskins started that three-run rally last inning when he doubled into the gap. Two out and the pitch. Down in the dirt, blocked by James McCann, the veteran backstop. Got to make sure you block those with a runner at third base. 1-0. Hope you're having a great Friday, and we thank you for making us a part of it here on the Brewers Radio Network. 1-0 pitch, taken for a strike on a cutter. Outside corner, 1-1. Should be a very fun series. Two teams that have had a great start to the season. Brewers 8-3. Orioles 8-4. Adames leads from third base. Two out in the third. The 1-1. Very high on Hoskins. Two balls, one strike. Lower back discomfort for Christian Yelich is the announcement we're getting. That's been the issue over the last several years. The back just flares up on Yelly from time to time. 2-1, line drive in the left. Hoskins delivers. It's a base hit. In from third with the fourth run comes Adames. RBI single makes it 4-0 Milwaukee in the third. Reese Hoskins is 2-4-2. Some of those sliders that Tyler Wells has thrown here have been hangers, and there was another. Left out up over the plate, and Hoskins put a good swing on it, pulled it in front of Hayes and left. Brings up Gary Sanchez. Stretching the pitch, down and away. Cutter not close, 1-0. Hoskins hadn't played since Tuesday. Wednesday night, he got the night off in the win that ended up ending the rain-shortened series in Cincinnati. 1-0. Gary swings through a curveball. 1-1. So Reese Hoskins well rested tonight, and it showed. Already six hits for this red-hot Brewers offense. And Sanchez clobbered a two-run home run last inning. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another curve. Over the top goes Sanchez, 1-2. The hit was his first as a Brewer, and it was, as Lane told you at the time, the longest home run a Brewer has hit all year, over 430 feet, well inside the pole and left. Hoskins at first with two out. Wells stretches and throws. Another breaking ball. This one popped up into shallow right. It'd be a play for the second baseman, Jackson Holliday, under the outfield grass. Reaching out over the shoulder, Holliday makes the catch. First time he's touched the ball, and that gets an ovation. He's also due to lead off the bottom of the inning in his home debut. It'll be the first time he's in the batter's box. Brewers had another. It's 4-0 to the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council. Bank.
To you by Sitco, whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Freddy Peralta has been terrific through the first couple of innings. Already four punch outs, and here comes the newcomer Jackson Holliday for his first at bat at Camden Yards. First pitch, he took a strike. Freddy's slider just clipped the plate. It's nothing and one. Holliday came up while the team was completing a three-game sweep at Fenway this week. He's 0-4-8. The 0-1 swung on and fouled back into the screen. 93-mile-an-hour heat. He's behind, nothing and two. By most of the ranking services, the top prospect in baseball. Batting left-handed, Peralta overhead wind in the 0-2. Fastball outside. Good take. That was 97 from Peralta. One ball, two strikes. At Fenway Park, four of his eight at-bats ended up in strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Down and in, and it scoots to the backstop past Contreras. That was a curveball that got away, and it's 2-2. Played 10 games at AAA this season at the age of 20. Then they called him up. Peralta has his sign. Pitch clock down to one as he kicks into the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Down in the dirt again. It bounces in front of the plate on a slider. And from 0-2, the count goes full. James McCann and Gunnar Henderson scheduled to follow here in the home third. Orioles trying to get something going against Freddy Peralta. Young Jackson Holliday waits. From the windup, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him with a slider that was biting down and in. What a pitch. Danso, for the fifth time in his nine major league at-bats, it's a strikeout for Jackson Holliday. Freddy Peralta's got five in the first eight batters that he's faced. Brought to you by Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and start healing faster. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So one out for James McCann. Batting in the ninth spot, he took outside. veteran catcher, the backup normally to one of the best catchers in baseball, Adley Rutschman. The 1-0 pitch. Line foul, out of play, deep down the right field line and into the seats. 1-1.